We are SC Podcast, Gary Paskowitz, and joined today to talk a little recruiting by one of our favorite recruiting people, Randy Taylor from National Preps. Randy, we kind of winded down the summer evaluation period. You taking a break here before the season gets started?
Yeah, I've got to let my knees heal up a little bit and my back and all the stuff old guys have to worry about. But next week, I'm back on the trail.
Okay, well, let's wrap up some of the action that we've seen here over the last 2 months here with the summer period. And I want to talk about a commitment that happened for the Trojans a couple weeks ago, a big-time commitment from the class of 2019, and that is quarterback JT Daniels from Modern Day. Kind of surprised some people. I think Stanford was probably considered the early front runner for him, but he kind of saw what was going on right now at USC and came on in. And why don't you start off by telling me, what do you think about JT and his game?
Well, I think, the arm talent and the football IQ and all those instincts are terrific. So I think that's a no-brainer. I really love the kid. I still think he's got room to grow, too, so he's going to get bigger, stronger, faster, all that kind of stuff. And I went back and watched him, and you made a comment to me about will he be able to run the ball? He's not necessarily known as a runner.
Uh-huh.
And I went back and I watched a lot of film of him where he was able to extend plays and do some things. And what he does is he's athletic enough and he shows the ability to move the chain. And I don't think, USC is counting on their quarterback to be a home run hitter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so he will be able to do, is he as athletic or as runs as well as Darnold? Probably not. But he's going to be able to do enough. And I think the other thing about him is he will be able to see things with his vision to make throws before tucking it and running it. And I think Darnold is getting there, and it continues to develop, still a young guy. So I just love his football instincts and those kind of things that'll help him get there. So I don't think he's an issue at all as far as mobility and being able to run the ball enough to keep everybody honest.
I like hearing you say that, and I agree with you. He moves around enough. But me, boy, when you look, I heard a comment from Bill Cunity, who's one of the respected quarterback coaches down here in Orange County, and he said JT throws the most accurate ball he's ever seen from a high school quarterback.
Yeah, that's a lot of quarterbacks to judge.
Yes, sir.
but he's not bad, I think. He doesn't have the arm strength maybe that a Carson Palmer had. I think Leinert was a really accurate guy and some of those guys. But, yeah, he definitely has that ability to put the ball where he wants. I mean, you watch some of his film, and he makes some decisions and some throws off balance. And even, over the top of double coverage to a receiver that not many guys make, and so he throws on time. He's got all the intangibles that you want.
And the fact that Bruce Rawlinson, basically, when the kid was a freshman, was giving him the ability to change plays at the line of scrimmage. Bruce doesn't do that often. That says something about his football mind.
Coach likes to have a little control of what.
Yes, sir. So let me ask you this question, Randy. If you're looking at the depth chart for the Trojans, you have your 2019 guy. You've got three quarterbacks on the roster right now. Do you take one for the class of 2018?
I think if you find one, a special one, or somebody that has some ability that maybe they don't see with JT. I kind of always want to have one in each class, or at least four or five guys. UCLA last year kind of got stuck with transfers and some other things where, you don't have that next guy up. And so that's a decision that they may have to make. If they can get the right guy, they have to kind of, how does this affect JT? But it's nice to have competition, and you want to have depth. You're going to have transfers at the quarterback position more than any, and injuries, obviously. So I don't think it's out of the question, but it'd have to be the right guy.
But I'm with you. That's one spot you just don't want to get caught short at. So I like your thought of taking a guy every year. I'm definitely a believer in that too. Let's shift out to wide receiver. There was a commitment, and there's a lot of good receivers out there this year, and SC took Andre Hunt from Paraclete, and Andre Hunt brings one big thing at the top of his skill set, Randy. He is fast.
Yeah, he is fast, and I think the great thing about Andre Hunt is every year he gets better. And, you know, you when I first saw him a couple years ago, he was probably just a straight line fast guy that looked good, you know. But he just continues to get better. He tries to be a hand catcher. You know, there's some things that he does. And he's also a guy, because he's kind of still lean a little bit, he's going to get bigger, stronger, faster. And that faster means he's probably going to get to be a sub-4.5 guy, which, you know, his times aren't track fast. He is a long jumper and a triple jumper, which I love, because that's athleticism and explosiveness. So his upside, I think, is really good. And you're right, you need somebody to take off the top.
Never a bad thing. Let's go down and talk a couple offensive line commits. Let's start off with Justin Dedich from Chaparral. Always like seeing when a center is ranked as the top offensive lineman in the state. This guy brings a lot of fundamental skill, Randy.
Yeah, there's no question. You know, he doesn't fit the bill of being, you know, the 6'3" or 6'4" that guy. He's probably 6 foot, 6'1.5", whatever it is, doesn't matter. Because he is a technician. He's a strong kid, effort. You know, he seems to love the game, has a great attitude. And at center, you got to have that smart guy. And he seems like that perfect center guy that's athletic and understands the game. And you mentioned a couple of those other guys they've taken recently, and I think that you know, Cole Smith, Brett Nealon are kind of similar guys. They're smart and athletic, and they can play different positions. So, you know, they come in as centers. Those two are a little bit bigger than Justin, but they all kind of have a similar thing about them, which kind of leads you into the Liam Douglas thing, but we'll talk about that in a second. I love Justin Dedich.
And so I imagine you would. He seems like your kind of player. Yeah. But yeah. Let's go to Douglas. I think this one caught a lot of people off guard, Randy. But I think what you're betting on is a big athlete who may be a little raw in the game of football, but the size and athleticism are definitely there.
Yeah, I got to see him this summer in a couple camps and really liked him. You know, he doesn't jump out at you as far as, you know, size-wise, because he's not a heavy kid yet. But that's a good thing, because he's about 6'4 and about 260 pounds right now. But what he is athletic. And he might be a guy that could play left tackle or that backside tackle. And he's got a motor, and he seems like he loves the game. You know, he's running around trying to catch the running back and make the block downfield, and he's returning kicks and taking handoffs and running the ball. And you know, he's a guy that you could pull and trap and put him on the backside of the quarterback. He'd be athletic enough. He looked like he had pretty good enough arm lengths and all that kind of stuff. So he is a guy that really has an upside.
I like hearing that. Another commit that the Trojans got a little bit off the radar is a linebacker from Hawaii, Kanai Mauga, and you got a chance to see him at the opening camp, and you liked what you saw.
Yeah, because, you know, what he does is, you know, he's a thick kid. You know, he might be that perfect inside backer, Mike-type backer. He's about a 6'1"-ish, 210, 215, but he's a thick kid, powerful kid. Can change direction. You know, I just think he's one of those guys that you put inside and he, you know, his run fit will be good and he'll compete and play hard. He does have a little bit of ability to rush the passer, but I see him inside and being a stalwart guy in there just against the run and being able to get in his underneath coverage.
Let me ask your thoughts on this. I think one of the reasons that the commitment from him surprised some Trojan fans is because this is an outstanding group of linebackers this year on the West Coast. And SC already has one, you know, the Bishop Gorman kid, Pala'i, who I think is special. Raymond Scott, who I think is another pure inside linebacker type. Reminds me a lot of Hayes Pillard. Bo Calvert is a guy who could end up at one of those spots. What do you think about those three guys in terms of the base of the SC linebacker class?
Well, I think Calvert's kind of that edge guy. I forget the guy. We were watching practice the other day, and there was that who's the kid that they have on the edge? Kind of a tall, rangy.
Well, they got a new Usu and Gustin, and then Connor Murphy and Olawole behind them.
Yeah, so that's what he is. So he's kind of a different guy. He's kind of that rush guy, and maybe get into to kind of underneath coverage and be able to do those kind of things. But mostly he's going to be a guy attacking the quarterback, I think. The other guys have some thickness to them and could be inside guys. They could even play a little bit as kind of the old traditional Sam backer, you know, over the tight end and that kind of stuff. There aren't that many tight ends anymore. But those are guys. Plus, I think you get a bunch of guys in there that are that kind of body type, that are 6'2 and 250, and those guys, you know, just are bumpers, and you know, you got to have depth, and you got to have guys that can run and fill holes and be stout, and that's what those guys are.
It's a good group, and I would love to add Solomon from modern day. That would be you mentioned that there aren't many tight ends these days, but one that SC is grabbing is a very athletic pass-catching guy, and that's Cameron McDonald from Long Beach Poly.
Yeah, I you know, he might be able to carry the weight. He's such a talented receiver, and so he's, you know, maybe a hybrid kind of guy that you could put at tight end, you know, whatever, a lot of different roles, and put him out as the next out as a wide receiver. So there's a lot of things that he can do, and I love him. For a year and a half, I have been watching him, and he could be special.
And then let's talk about running backs. You had a chance to see the kid who's coming into SC, and that's Michael Salahuddin from Washington, D.C. What did you think about him?
You know what? I really liked him, and like him a lot. He might be an unbelievable safety. That's kind of I just dropped my little ear thing, but he might be a safety when it all comes down to it. Because I tell you, he's got a burst to him, and he's got nice size. He plays running back. He could do that, but for some reason, I just watched him a little bit. When I saw him as a rushing the quarterback and as a linebacker playing safety, I really kind of liked some of the things. He does everything with a purpose too. You know, I think he gets the game.
Right.
And so I think that he's one of those guys that all purpose is probably a good title for him.
I like that. And then one of the things I think SC has right now is this last class of an interior defensive linemen has really been as impressive as we thought they were going to be, what we're seeing in fall camp so far. I really like them. And there's another one coming from De La Salle. Tuli Letuliga-Sanoa. That's a big last name. Tell me what you think.
That'll be fun for all of the play-by-play guys, right?
Right, right.
And everyone's going to just call him Tuli or you know, whatever he wants him to, and whatever, I'll do whatever he tells me to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love him. I've seen him in person, watched some tape on him, and what I like, he's a difference maker. He has the ability he has the first step quickness to be able to play, whether it's a three technique, kind of that one gap, get in the backfield and redirect and do some things. He's already, you know, he's probably 300 or better pounds. And could be a dominant guy. He could control the middle of the defense for quite a, you know, until he gets to the NFL.
Yeah, and give me a De La Salle player any day of the week.
Yeah, they do have something about them, don't they?
Yes, they do. Okay, let's shift and talk about a couple kids maybe who are still targets on SC's list who maybe jumping out to you, and we'll have a chance to see this fall. I want to talk about one kid down in San Diego, and he just transferred to Helix High School, and that's Isaac Taylor Stewart, Randy, as a corner. I just think this kid, I love his height, I love his length, and then he goes out at pretty much every camp and runs the fastest time there. I think his fundamental skill set is very impressive.
Yeah, he. I haven't seen every corner in the country, but he may be the best one.
Wow.
He is just a talented guy. I think you're right with his size, his speed, but he also can turn his hips and has good feet and ball skills and length. And, you know, he's another guy you would not be surprised to see playing on Sunday.
Right.
He just has so many skills.
I agree with you on that. Let me ask you about a kid up at Sarah High School who I thought was one of the most impressive players in the spring and summer camp circuit with the 7-on-7 stuff. I thought Brian Addison really opened up a lot of eyes in terms of how athletic he can be at that kind of size. I'm interested to see how it translates in the fall once actual football is played. But what do you think about Brian?
I love him. He was actually, you know, I've been out here in the West for about a year. He was the first player I put in our database.
Okay.
For national preps. And so he was probably between freshman and sophomore year. But he is a huge, athletic, rangy safety. And I watched him play a little wide receiver the other day in a camp, and he looks like he does that really well, too. He's a guy that could play for anybody in the country. And if you get him, you know, you're going to have a back-end guy that's intimidating size-wise and rangy and long. I don't know if he's a huge hitter yet, but, you know, who knows as the lights always continue to come on.
And then one guy I want to talk – well, let's talk two receivers. Specifically, I want to get your thoughts on Amon-Ra St. Brown and then on Jalen Hall.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, to me, along with the Devin Williams kid, those are the two best receivers in the West, or at least in California. Uh-huh. I love St. Brown's ability to change direction and his speed and his ability to catch the ball and all that stuff. He is a no-brainer. Devin Williams, to me, is a guy I've always liked from Antelope Valley.
Sure.
He's long, but he has a quickness to him. And his size, he continues to get bigger. He's 6'4" and about 200. He'll be 220 and be a tough cover. As far as, what's the other? Oh, Jalen Hall, yeah. Jalen is just a big athlete. He's a raw kid. He is one of those guys that just plays on emotion and passion. And I think his upside is to be determined, because I think he just still has, he's got more to learn and he's still developing, but his, the frame and everything else is there. And I think, it's just a matter of how he learns it, takes it all in and his route running and all that kind of stuff, and see where that takes him.
I'm glad you brought up Devin Williams, because, boy, he's one of those guys, Randy, that every now and then when there's a guy, when you go out to one of these camps and the guy walks on the field, he just catches your eye with his frame, and Devin Williams is one of those guys. There are some people who think his future might be more inclined on the defensive side of the ball. Do you see any merit in that?
Well, it could, because he's a big, athletic guy. I mean, he's probably about the same size as Addison, maybe thicker than Addison.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just think he catches the ball. He can snatch the football, and I really would keep him at wide receiver. At least that's where I'd start him.
Right.
It's not bad to have a guy that he could grow into an edge rusher.
No, not at all.
He's a guy you would take, but I think he's going to be a better receiver than something.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Any other players out there that are catching your eye that you think could be SC good SC targets?
There's a ton. You know, I think this is there's always really good players. I think, you know, the guy I think we could talk about is John Jackson. what is he, the third now?
He is the third, yes.
Yeah, and I think just because of the legacy, you and I have talked about him before, he's just one of those solid guys that'll catch the ball, probably like his dad. I told you that story that John's grandfather, who passed away recently, actually was on a staff that I played for at Illinois back in the 70s.
So right.
I've known this group for a long time, so he'd be a guy that's going to help you do a lot of different things.
Well, what I really like about John is, this was his first offseason playing receiver. He's never really dedicated himself to this position before. And I think he really increased his speed in the offseason. That was really an emphasis for him. And so I am anxious to see where he gets, starting a week from today is their first game. That's a really good receiver group. You've got a Sarah with Addison, Kobe Smith, John, and then you throw in Max Williams as well. That's a lot of targets. But, yeah, I'm with you on that one. I can't wait to see how John responds when he goes out there this year, because I'm really noticing him embrace the receiver role.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. I think he understands what his upside is and all that kind of stuff. So we'll get. I think he'll succeed wherever he goes. But if it's SC, that legacy isn't bad.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Right. So, but yeah, there's just so many different and how many scholarships they have is probably a question. You guess, and with the number of seniors and then who transferred, who counts next to, because I think they had, four or five kids come in early that can count towards last year's class. So all of those numbers are something those guys are figuring out, and we'll do a good job of here. Those recruiting guys are sharp guys that Eric Ziskin, and that group's a pretty good group. I better mention the mayor too, Alex Rios. So I think that they're in really good shape. If they end up with a St. Brown or a Devin Williams, like one guy that I think is really kind of an interesting guy is the kid from Colony.
Ezekiel, yeah.
Ezekiel. And I see him, I don't know if he has the toughness, but he could be an NFL defensive end.
Right.
And so who knows about some of those guys. But they've got some great kids they've offered and are still available that I think it's already a really good class and with just the small numbers, it could be special.
And it's just so much recruiting momentum right now for the Trojans. It's just you wish you had a full component of 25 rides, because you probably aren't going to get there this year. But boy, you could take a whole, as many good players as you could take, this is the year that you could grab them, because the Trojans are definitely the flavor of the month in recruiting right now with kids on the West Coast.
Yeah, no question. Really nice job.
Let me ask you this last question as we wrap it up. You talked about the recruiting group at SC and what they're dealing with. There is a new twist this year to the recruiting calendar, and that is the early signing period. Give us your thoughts from a former recruiting director. How do you approach this?
Well, first of all, I like it. The December signing period just helps you kind of weed out some of the guys. It also gives you a great start on, spring recruiting now for that 2019 class is going to start in January for the Division I schools and instead of after signing day, because you could have a pretty good feel of where you are depending on how many of those kids sign early. Me personally, I would like to see the signing day before the football season starts, so those seniors can get it over with and don't have to even be recruited during the season, I think it's going to be really, really important for those schools who are in that next level, not the elite programs, but those guys are in that next level. Because once a kid signs, I can move on. Right. Knowing that you can't get a guy sometimes is as important as knowing you're going to get them or have a chance to get them, because you can move on to the next guy. So in December, they'll know these guys have signed, and those that don't, I'm going to get back in on them.
That's a good point.
Right, that may have committed. So it's we'll see how it works, but I don't mind it. I just wish it was earlier before the season.
I'm in 100% agreement with you on that. I love the fact that the kids are able to take trips now, earlier, in May, in that period. That to me is so key. But one of the interesting twists to me is, you're going to be in the middle of bowl preparation. You know, some kids, it's going to be a full calendar in December, and now you have this.
Finals, yeah.
Woo! That's gonna add an interesting element.
Let me add one thing on the early signing, and this comes from high school coach. The concern from that end is that a kid, if he signs before the season starts, what's his motivation to really play hard during the season? So there's a, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag. So December is a good start on early signing, and we'll see how it goes.
I hear you on that. Well, appreciate the time, Randy, as always. Look forward to seeing you on the sidelines, starting a week from Friday, as we're getting around. So, Randy Taylor, National Preps. I think you guys are one of the best ones out there doing evaluations for the kids for free and getting them out to colleges. So thanks for your time, Randy. Always appreciate it.
Oh, you got it, buddy. Anytime.
Talk to you soon.